You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, we talk to a TV columnist about the best new shows of 2016. Right now, climate change has been a controversial topic around the world and at home in the U.S. and here in Wisconsin. Our next guest says that the controversy has made its way into the agency that's supposed to safeguard the state's waterways, natural resources, and environment, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. In a new article written for Urban Milwaukee, Wisconsin-based political and environmental writer James Rowan alleges that the DNR website has removed much of the language about climate change, has gone so far as to remove any mention of human influence on the climate in some of its online documents. James Rowan joins us now. James, welcome to Central Time.
You're welcome. How are you doing?
Good. Well, what did you find that had changed on this DNR website?
Well, I noticed that even though it's a website about the impact of climate change on Wisconsin and the Great Lakes, most of the references to climate change, as well as the specific words climate and climate change, were no longer on the page. And it's also the second such deletion activity on a DNR climate change or global warming website in the last few years.
And how do you spot something like this? I assume you're not sitting there on these websites hitting refresh every few seconds.
No, I don't do that, but I do review these pages and several other pages about water and climate and land use that are on the DNR's website. I review these pages often. And there are third-party web review services. I don't know quite what the proper name of them would be, but they you can register websites with these services. Doesn't cost anything. And then they will notify you of changes in wording if you ask for certain pages to be scanned. And so I simply, from time to time, get these notices that say certain wording has been deleted from a certain page that you've requested to be scanned. And usually the changes are minuscule. Two or three words are condensed into one word. Just looks like typical editing for space and clarity. But this time it was a substantial change with many complete sentences gone, many terms, many citations gone, and then existing words condensed with new words to make new sentences, kind of Vanna White editing, that completely changed the purpose of the page.
Yeah, talk about the before and after. Let's start with before. If I read these pages, what message was I getting about climate change?
Well, actually, I probably should get in front of a computer and look at them. The original page talked about that it stated climate change as a fact, an indisputable circumstance, and then discussed the consequences: increased summer and winter temperatures, increased evaporation, lower lake levels, tornadoes, storms, extreme weather events, and how it was everybody's responsibility to work together to mitigate, acknowledge and mitigate these consequences. And then there were citations to other agencies through links at the EPA, for example, or something called the Great Lakes International Association for Great Lakes Research, the Sea Grant, National Wildlife Federation, et cetera, et cetera. You could click through to those. So those links are all gone. The factual basis of climate change and the consequences that were already taking place and would be forthcoming are all gone. And the entire page, which was several hundred words at least, was reduced to four sentences, which mentions none of the consequences, and simply says the Earth is going through a change. Doesn't say the climate is going through a change. And then says the effects of such a change are also being debated, but whatever the causes or effects, the DNR's responsibility is to manage our state's natural resources to deal with things that may happen. So the entire reality of climate change is removed and replaced with a few general sentences around the themes of the Earth is going through a change, the reason for this change at this particular time, the reasons for this change are being debated. And so it raises doubt without stating a cause about the existence of climate change by simply editing out that content.
And the idea of human causes behind that climate change also seem to have gone away.
Right. There's no mention of human causes in the current page. The previous page had referenced human activities. And so what you have is, as I read it, is a page that used to have links to scientific and academic and governmental resources turned into a very bland account of the Earth and what might be happening, and doesn't do much to educate you about the Great Lakes region or the state of Wisconsin.
Talking to James Rowan about recent changes on DNR websites, apparently removing references to climate change, human causes of climate change, the scientific consensus on those issues. James, attach this to the bigger picture. How do you see this fitting into environmental and especially climate change policy in Wisconsin in recent years?
Well, there's been a substantial alteration of the role of the state of Wisconsin and the Department of Natural Resources in acknowledging and addressing climate change. And it lines up with other policies of the Walker administration to turn the role of the Department of Natural Resources from a conservation and environmentally attuned agency to what Walker described as the Chamber of Commerce mentality, that's his phrase, that he wanted atop the Department of Natural Resources through the selection of Kathy Stepp, a former developer from Racine County, to run the DNR. And then she and Walker, in turn, went to a number of private sector executives and have assigned them the management of water quality, air quality, forestry, and so forth. And the Walker administration, with the cooperation of the legislature, has also radically reduced the DNR's budget, deleted science positions, which in turn has led to, not surprisingly, a reduction in pollution inspections, pollution enforcement actions. The DNR is now proposing to allow permit applicants to hire consultants to draft their environmental permit applications instead of having this be carried out by DNR staff. So you have a concentrated effort to diminish the role of the DNR, at least its traditional role, cut the budget, cut the staff, cut the mission, and turn it towards more of a development agency or a development-enabling agency that is easing permit drafting. It changed state laws to ease pollution regulation and development along shorelines and near bodies of water. It's a big coordinated effort, but I think the key was Governor Walker saying he wanted a Chamber of Commerce mentality running the agency, And that was the tip-off that big changes were coming.
The Republican critique of the DNR in recent years and beyond really has been that it overregulated, it went too far, it did too much environmental regulation that was hurting business and job growth in Wisconsin. What would you say to that argument?
Well, I think that what the state had was a history of trying to balance out development with environmental regulation to make sure that the very things that give Wisconsin its identity and its appeal for people who both want to live here and visit here, which is its natural beauty. We are blessed with connections with two of the five Great Lakes, the Mississippi River watershed, wonderful forests and streams that bring people to the state and help people decide that they're going to stay here because the physical environment of the state is not just beautiful, but it's refreshing and it's encouraging and it helps us remain Wisconsinites. I don't think that the solution to Wisconsin's economic difficulties, which is basically a reliance on manufacturing, is resolved by tearing up the environment and pulling back the one state agency, which is assigned by the state constitution to guarantee the public's access to clean water and clean air and the resources of the state, which belong to the people, and which the DNR is charged in the Constitution with the responsibility to hold these resources in trust for the people. These are very important things, and I think one of the difficulties we have in Wisconsin is that people don't know enough about their own Constitution. They should go to the Constitution, a website, read the ninth article of the Constitution about the public trust doctrine. What we have here in Wisconsin environmentally is a guaranteed constitutional right, and when you strip away the public's protection for clean air and clean water and turn a blind eye to pollution and roll back the laws and cut the staff that is charged with managing this protection, then you're really running the risk of losing these resources forever.
We'll leave it there for now, James. Thanks a lot for joining us.
Well, thank you for the opportunity. I appreciate it.
James Rowan is a Wisconsin-based political and environmental writer. He recently wrote a piece for Urban Milwaukee detailing the removal of climate change language on the State Department of Natural Resources website. Our producer reached out to the Wisconsin DNR for a comment on this topic. They declined that invitation. Coming up after the news, we talk about the best TV shows of 2016. I'm Rob Ferret. You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network.